7,500 red, white, and green lights were flipped on in the traditional ceremony to inaugurate the season. An onlooking crowd of 2,000 holiday shoppers and homeward-bound office workers, wrapped in winter coats for the chilly weather, oohed and aahed as the lights blazed on. The voices of the Rockefeller Center choristers filled the air with Christmas carols, and skaters twirled on the ice below. A nationwide audience shared the ceremony, which was televised for the first time on NBC's Kate Smith Show. Miss Smith highlighted the event with a rendition of Irving Berlin's White Christmas. The tree will be lighted every day from twilight to midnight until January 2nd. Chapter 1. Miri Ammerman and her best friend, Natalie Osner, were sprawled on their bellies on the thick, tweedy, wall-to-wall carpet of Natalie's den, waiting for the first-ever televised lighting of the famous Christmas tree. The den was Miri's favorite room in Natalie's house, not least because of the 17-inch zenith inside a pale wood cabinet, the biggest television Miri had ever seen. Her grandmother had a set, but it was small with rabbit ears, and sometimes the picture was snowy.